releasing a delicious EP today called Sober. I'm delighted to have the delicious Marmalade on the line with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love it. And delicious is such a funny word. It's so good to use.
Are you feeling delicious?
Feeling delicious.
Yes, good. Hey, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
It's release day. How do you feel? Is it like giving birth or something?
It's like painful than giving birth, but it is a very strange thing to like have been every day working on something and then you wake up one morning and it's just like, oh, out there. It's kind of, it's like having a birthday. Like, people are like, do you feel different? And you're like, well, a matter of hours has passed, yet everything has changed.
Yeah. Like, for so long, you two would have been part of a very select group who knew anything about it or what it hurt, it sounded like.
Yeah, yeah.
And now the whole world, in theory, could know.
In theory, yeah.
We had a little listening party on Monday. We had some friends over, rearranged the lounge, and went through every song on the EP and just kind of talked about who was involved. And that was, I think, a really cool way to celebrate it just before it was released to the world, but to have some close friends and, yeah, people who were involved to just say a message to you there.
Yeah, that does sound so cool. Quite nice, actually.
Mm. Yeah, the first time we did that, and I think that's definitely, we should do that more often. It's really cool.
Definitely.
I've low-key always wanted to be at, like, a musician's listening party. What are they like? Like, do you get some platters out? Is there some snacks? Is there some drinks? Like, how does it work?
Exactly that.
Lovely.
I made some homemade focaccia and some chocolate chip cookies.
Oh my god.
We had some wine, although everyone was driving home, so there wasn't a lot of that was drunk. Kun had some homemade kombucha.
I made some kombucha, correct.
And we printed out like the lyric booklet that will be at the front of the CD for the EP and handed it around and wrote everyone a little note to say thanks, and it was extremely wholesome. And don't worry, we can invite you to our next one.
Please do.
You can experience it for yourself.
Oh, my God. That sounds so lovely. But what's tied into that, of course, is they were actually listening to something quite good as well, which certainly helps. Sober.
It really helps, though.
Congratulations for it. I mean, this is such a difficult question to kind of summarize all of this, but can you tell me a little bit about Sober?
Sober, I guess, it's hard to give a brief overview, like you say, but it is about realizations kind of like from a sobering perspective, and that's realizations of all kinds. It's about your 20s, it's about growing up, it's about relationships of all kinds, like friendships, romantic relationships, young love, the relationship that you have with yourself and your brain and your body and your heart and your soul and all that kind of stuff. Each song is different and kind of covers a different subject matter, but all of them kind of have a similar tone of reflection.
Yeah, I have to say, someone in their late 20s, a lot of what you speak to in this is quite kind of relatable. And like, some of these things are big emotional things, like big things to think about on the brain, big life decisions. How do you kind of package all that into music without sort of getting overwhelmed?
Interesting. I would almost say that, like, I guess this is probably quite common for a lot of other musicians as well, but writing about these feelings is often quite cathartic. Like, it almost is quite an overwhelming experience to feel these things, but once I put them into words or lyrics, for me personally, it kind of makes sense. And almost allows it to kind of be less overwhelming, I think, because it's suddenly, I don't know, sometimes for me personally, and like in a metaphor or in a lyric, things tend to make a lot more sense to me and can resonate a lot more than I would be able to explain them in a normal sort of conversation.
Kind of right.
Like journaling almost.
Mm.
Where you write down, you know, you essentially document like your thoughts and feelings and it starts to make sense. And then you're like, oh, actually, what if I share this with other people and share a bit of myself and my soul? And then it resonates with people and you're like, oh, okay, so I'm not alone in this. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I can actually see that. I can get that. I guess it's also an opportunity to reflect, doesn't it? Like, you're probably internalizing these things as well.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Now, how do you guys, because how many? There's five of you in the band, right?
Yeah.
So how does that work? Are you one big family? Like, have you known each other a long time?
We've actually had quite a bit of a change at the end of last year.
Oh.
Kun and I and Liam, who plays guitar on the tracks, started the band back in 2021.
I think so, 2021.
When we were flatting together. And so we sort of like wrote the backbone of a lot of the songs and then had a band with Dean on drums and Chelsea on bass at the time that we recorded the EP. So that's who's playing on all of the tracks. And then at the end of last year, after our tour, everyone just sort of like had different directions to go. Kun and I had sort of been doing the admin for it throughout the process. So it wasn't too tricky of a change. Obviously it was sad to see people, like really good friends, like not have enough time for the project and things and to kind of like see them move on. But there's obviously still a lot of love there. But then we were like, oh shit, we need a drummer and a bassist and a guitarist.
So we were looking for a whole new band this year, which was...
So, yeah, that was an experience, and we've just now got together those people who are really awesome, and some of them we've known longer than others, but they're new and good friends, and we're really excited to play our first gig with them on the 16th.
Next week. Oh, no.
At the gig for the EP release.
Wow, and I often know those are quite exciting gigs for a musician because they haven't necessarily... you know, played these songs out much.
Yeah, actually, the EP songs for us are actually some of our oldest songs.
Wow, really?
Yeah, because, you know, we've been working on them for a year or two. Different things have gotten in the way of releasing the EP as early as we would have liked. But we will also be playing some new tracks that haven't been played live yet.
Oh my gosh.
But I would almost say that the EP tracks are probably the tracks that people have heard before if they have seen us live. Because we kind of wanted to mark our first release.
Tracks.
The one that felt most release ready, I suppose. Because, you know, you kind of play them live and you try all your songs and you go like, what about this one? And then you kind of test the waters and then you move into recording them. And that can take, like 2 years.
But I guess as a new band, say you are like 2-3 albums in, you have so much material, so you could just keep playing that material while you're still really working on a new album or whatever. But for a new band, you know, the 10, 11, 12 songs that we play live are really the best of the songs that we have.
Now, the whole process of making recording music and making an EP or an album, you know, it's not a short process. We've very much touched on that. Are you patient people? Like, does it gel with you that these things take time?
It takes time.
Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Oh, how do I feel? Yeah, I mean, look, in an ideal world, you write the song, and say you have a label that really cares about your music, and they're like, hey, here's like, I don't know, X amount of money, and get so-and-so involved, who's a really cool person. And then before you know it, the whole thing is on its own rails, I suppose. It's just like on its own release schedule, and you only have to be the artist, right? So that's the ideal world. And I feel like that's what labels were, I don't know, 20 years ago or even 30 years ago, except now, I feel like every artist is just, especially in New Zealand, every artist is, their own manager and their own producer and their own booking agent, and it's all these things where you have to wear so many hats. So,
out of your,
say if you were working full time as a musician, which we're not, we also have day jobs. You know, if you were and you had 5 days of work a week, one day you're the manager, one day you're the booking agent. I feel like only one day you're actually the artist.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
I think it can be like a mixed bag, because it feels really rewarding to have done something completely yourself and to be responsible for if it does succeed or just a little bit. But it also can feel like you really have to practice your patience and not jump the gun sometimes on a release, because the more, like, sometimes time is what makes something really high quality. It's so easy to just want to release it earlier. Sometimes you have to sit on it for longer than you'd like, just to make sure that all the ducks are in the row for you.
Oh,
before it goes out in the world.
Oh, just the thought of waiting. I just, like, thank God I have no musical talent. Like, I couldn't deal with this. Now, I've got to ask about the cover, the wet cover. Can we speak to standing in a body of water covered in clothing?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we actually have a couple little videos on our, you know, on our Instagram that were of the day of us actually, you know, secret, but we put a wetsuit on first. It was still freezing cold.
Cheaters.
It was freezing cold. Yeah.
It was the middle of winter and it was not as sunny of a day as it would have liked.
Hey, if you aren't getting hypothermia for your music, are you even making music?
Literally.
Come on. Gosh.
Exactly.
It was really cool. It was kind of the idea of sobering, right? Like the idea of sobering, like swim in a cold body. And we had a different idea that was like us standing in like shower cubicles closed as well.
Which we also
in like a cold shower.
Oh, God, I hate cold showers. Like, I can jump into a cold body of water, but I can't stand a cold shower. I don't know.
That's brave, right? That's brave.
I can confirm that the cold shower was actually worse.
Yeah, it was
good. Yeah, I believe it was. Yeah, I can totally believe that. But hey,
Flora is the mastermind behind the actual photos.
Yeah.
We essentially hit Flora up and and, you know, we're like, hey, we've got this idea. Can you do this, like, Saturday? It's the only day that we have. And she's like, yep, that works. Let's do it.
And she actually got in the water with us. not, like, completely, but up to her like, knees.
Or something, yeah.
Hey. At least she did that.
Extra mile. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. hey, congratulations on this. You should be so, so stoked on it.
Thank you.
Winnie Turner, when can I hear it in person?
Well, when are we going to come to Christchurch? We're definitely going to be in town for Electric Ave.
Oh, are you? Oh, fun. Let's hang out.
Really looking forward to that.
We don't actually have any gigs planned, but, if, you know, maybe there's something to line up, even if it's just a duo acoustic show whilst we're down there.
Yeah.
If anyone's listening and they're like, ooh, I have the perfect place, or you can play with me, click us a DM, because we haven't actually played in Christchurch yet.
No.
And we'd love to, but it's just that little bit far away that makes it quite tricky. But we love being down there, and we're already down there, you know, may as well.
Yeah, make it happen. One thing that I've been looking into, which would be really cool, and I've been thinking about this with Wellington, because we're obviously based in Tamaki Makaurau, is to bring up a band from, say, Christchurch and play a show with them here, and we promote it, and vice versa. So we go down to Christchurch, play a show with the same band over there, and promote it. You know,
I think that's an excellent idea, because how are we all going to survive in this industry together?
Oh,
that's
God.
How.
Literally. Yeah.
Please do that. Oh, let's hang out when you come down for Electric Hair.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds really good.
Let's have coffee and smoke cigarettes. Love the sound of that. Speaking of cigarettes, I'm going to play cigarette Hibbert.
Mood.
Now, I know, what a good segue. Yeah. Hey, just one more time. I want to say thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute delight to talk to you, and you should be absolutely, you know, over the moon with what you've accomplished here. That is a fantastic piece of work. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Lee. Thanks for having us. Have a beautiful day.
Yeah, you too. And that was part of the wonderful group Marmalade, talking about their EP Sober, which is out today, and I'm going to play a track off that right now. This is Cigarette Habit.
Sugar pack.